Not only how we are privileged to show tonight, what your duty, O God. Father, we are with great expectation, and Lord, with a great excitement in our hearts every time we come, knowing that these moments will be taken away from us on the earth. We'll be guarded just one more time someday, O God. It will be a final sermon,
yes,
a final Lord, a blessing imparted, and God, our journey will be over. Our footprints will have been made, and we can look back far. Lord, we are believing we can look back in judgment, look back, Lord, not be ashamed, realizing we'll make mistakes along the way. Father, just for our learning, just for our experiences, Lord, for our growth and our benefit. We stand here tonight, Lord, and we realize in many times and bodies. We just ask that you would come and do exceedingly, Lord. For what can man do, save them in, Lord, in many different, but just one word from you, just a touch from you, oh God, just the Spirit to come and enlighten us, Lord, can just so refresh us. And we just ask, Lord, that you cause us to be a blessing, Lord, that we can. All we can say is that we receive something on each night. Lord, this is your provided word. Lord, we commit this service, we commit this people, all that we've done, all that we've said. Lord, we honor your glory tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Happy tonight. Amen. And this is each and every one of you.
Well, it's a privilege to come in the service of the Lord and to the use of the Lord. I think it's no greater blessing to know that God can use you to be a blessing, and you don't have to be a preacher, but doing His work, living one for another, serving one another, is being used of the Lord. If you have the Bibles, and before I make some comments, I'd like to turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Very familiar book in the scripture. Believe that I don't know really the direction I'm going to take. I told Brother Andy I was going to speak for about 30 to 45 minutes, and we kind of thought it was going to be a miracle. But I'm hoping to do that, you know. But it all depends on you, okay? Okay, 1 Thessalonians 4:14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also will sleep in Jesus, will God forgive them. For this is the same unto you by the word of the Lord, that we will be alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not repent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive shall remain unto the Lord, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And there's one more portion of scripture, the book of Acts, chapter 1. Starting at the first verse, the former treaties that I made with the apostles of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day was taken up after through the Holy Spirit and the commandments of the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom he assured himself alive after passions by many infallible proofs, we have seen unto 40 days, speaking of those things pertaining to the kingdom, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that he should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said could say, give word of me. And then it's the middle of the blessing, we're not sure. We are passing some comments, not just to be nice, but to say that it's a great honor and privilege to be here. And
it invites you, which I find this ministry of Nami, who on my very first trip was really instrumental in us being here and meeting the brethren and fellowshipping. We've just grown and have such a good relationship, fellowship, understanding that just love him and appreciate him very much. And know he was sick lately, and just ask that God to give him great help to the work that lays ahead. And also, we've come to know his family and his wife and his daughters, my family and I. And just really love them, just have such a good time with them, so easy to be with them. And that's what heaven will be like. We just really appreciate that. God will bless them and prosper them, give them the desires of their hearts. And also, I want to give great big thanks for Norman and his family. And I don't know if you know this much, but there's a little thing called Skype. And every once in a while, I'll talk about Norman because God is blessed with such a tremendous mind and such a tremendous gift. And, I remember us doing a series on Norman, one of the beginnings, and I wanted to find out, God said, let there be light and an atom split. And I just couldn't fathom that. I couldn't just understand that. It's always here to be trouble. And I know that you have to have an atom before you can split. Alright? And this is where they create an atom, And it was just written on my mind, and I knew that there was something there that was not in the original. It starts from the, everything starts from an origin. There has to be something that had an origin. I didn't know what to call it, I didn't know how to describe it, so I called up Brother Norman. He said, Brother, we believe in something called an Alpha Father. And that just made so much sense to me.
Amen.
Yeah, that was just brilliant. Every single element that was ever formed started from one atom that God designed so uniquely.
Amen.
So uniquely that He can take that one atom, and because of distance and time and heat and condensation, that all other elements can be formed from that one atom.
Amen.
The source, the origin. And that was so tremendous to me that it's always baffled me all my ministry. Why would he say, let there be light and atoms split? And then he never said, I agree with an atom. Then his very word, he formed that alpha atom. That word he mentioned becoming such a different conditions that it travels out and extends it. As science said, we're expanding. We started out from a valley, we're expanding. Let's keep on going and going and going. Very proof that our prophet messenger knew what he was talking about. So, I don't really get to give much to most people, give them roses. I'm not very good at giving roses. It's not very good in this area at all. In fact, I'm only happy when I get into my desk. But I want to take this time to speak, brother. I appreciate you. Appreciate your time to talk with us. Sometimes you get a hold of something. You know you have a hold of something, but you don't know what you got. And recently this year, I was doing some work on time. Conditions. Sometimes we need people to kind of talk with, fellowship with, who can give you back, feedback. Surrounding and just remember, everything that we're going to see spiritually exists somewhere in the natural, in some law, some form. We've seen it, but it's not obvious to us in the spiritual. Because that which is clear evidence of the invisible. And therefore, we must learn the patterns and think. The way God has shown this prophet to think and look for God. Look for God in everything. Appreciate you, appreciate your family, appreciate Brother Tony back there. I always remember him, he's a very good person who's survived, and it was full almost to fill up his room. And we made the use of it in the Brother Tony. They almost didn't want to leave. So we appreciate that, and everyone to you, and appreciate your brother and your wife. Appreciate you. And is it Brandon? I didn't make the same. I didn't make the smile so good either. No, it's true. But isn't it all lovely how new generations coming up? And we all doing something for God. And that just makes us feel so good that we didn't fail. And somebody to carry the torch and do something for God. And see, brother, young Inga. But Adrian, and I know you've been ministering after any case or anything, but I know that he's going to be a great blessing to the bride of Christ, and the future to come is in their hands, you know. Yes. So thank you for that. Now, my brother will be with Andy. By the time I finish, my 20 minutes will be. So don't count it as yet, okay? My brother Andy with me, and of course, you know, my wife. So don't laugh. The day she stopped being found out to me, I had this problem. And my Anna, my Anna, my father's name, Morris. And my sister-in-law, brother Andy's wife. You see, brother Pat, I spent some time with your brother-in-law today, brother Gerald Lane. It's your brother-in-law. And I really enjoyed him and enjoyed him and his wife. We seemed like we just like was one spirit. That's such a good time, and I'm just glad that we got a privilege to meet and have some fellowship. And God bless you, God bless your ministry. Every time I see you, it's a day of, you know, I just think that you do a lot.
Amen.
To sacrifice one for another, to long suffering, to be a service to someone. To me, that's Christianity to its core.
Amen.
So God bless you, your wife, Sudhir, who just loves the Word, and I'm looking forward to see the power of God do something great for him.
Amen.
Not just the Word, but it's in power.
Amen.
And what happens season and his time, that we must thank him for what he has already done, not what he already did. You know, God's blessing, he can't bless you anymore. You know, some people say, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me. You're praying wrong. He already said, he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings.
Amen.
In all he blessed you, he's already blessed you. You just have to ask him, Lord, give me the faith that I might bring these blessings into a reality.
Amen.
And if we learn to pray right, we learn to expect right, we learn to talk right. Because we think right, we will talk right. You know, and many times we, not that we are not believers, it's because we just don't know how to bring those blessings into reality. And, you know, I don't care how much you believe something, if you don't confess it, you'll never get it.
Amen.
You see, he's a God that looks upon your confession. And if you confess what he said he has already done, and you confess it, you start the ball rolling for your blessing, for the reality of it coming into being. You know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, somewhere around there, begins 4, I believe, 14, 16, somewhere around there, 18, he says, you know, I believe, therefore I speak. If you really believe it, then you speak. You see, the power of life, and then raising your tongue. He will bring the fruits of your lips to pass. See, he will bring the fruits of your thoughts through your lips, and he will bring it to pass. He will, you see, and no matter how powerful God is, no matter how great he is, the one thing that he has in his mind, all these great things, these great wonderful thoughts, and all these things he wants to do, and that's wonderful, that's great. He believed his own word, he believed his thoughts, but until he spoke it, nothing happened. You see, so you can believe, and you can be satisfied with believing, but that's not what God wants. Amen. But when God believed it, he spoke it,
amen.
It began to materialize, it began to come into the state and condition to bring make his thoughts into a reality. And that's what we are failing to do. In this message, we fail to confess. We fail to testify. We fail to talk. You see, but speaking is important enough, and that's a good ministry. See, and if you look at Malachi chapter 3, you know, he says, you know, the believer in the end time, they speak often one to another. And the Lord heard them. Now, when they were speaking about, talking about the promises, see, things that God had appropriated to them. And when you begin to speak that God's will to his brethren, he watches over his will to perform it. But he doesn't watch over his will just a written will. He's watching over his will that comes that is believed by faith and is spoken in faith. And he watches to perform that and to bring that into reality. And so there are a lot of great things that we simply just don't, you know, practice. We must learn how to speak. We must learn like David how to talk. You see, and David said he can be put in way, but he not in a righteous way.
Amen.
And he said, I'll talk about your goodness, I'll talk about your mercy, I'll speak about your wonders. You know, and in so doing, God comes on the screen, he loves when his word is spoken.
Amen.
Where the truth of truth has gathered, and in his name is revealed word.
Amen.
See, he's in the midst watching over his word. Therefore, we must learn to speak and speak positive. Never speak negative. Never have a negative confession. Never say, I can't do this. Never say, I am no good. Never say, never, I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
You see, I'm more than evil. I'm more than overcoming in Christ Jesus. And you should never, you can catch up on a negative. That's true. Amen. But you can make sure that it doesn't remain there.
Amen.
How do you find another thought? How do you find thoughts in your mind? Just think of other thoughts. That's how you do. How do you find an idea? Another idea. How does Satan want to find out? He introduced other thoughts. See? And so that's why we think about his word. That's why we meditate in the night. See? That we might be able to generate thoughts in our mind. You know, you want to be more spiritual, get more word.
Amen.
Some people say, you might want to feel the spirit. If you get the word in you, you'll get the spirit. You see? And, you know, the thoughts, is spirit and life.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Now, so tonight, I would like to speak a little bit about the mystery between the resurrection and the rapture. The mystery. That's a little bit about the mystery between the resurrection and the rapture. And so now, my ministry is geared to bring you to Christ. My ministry is not geared to make a call for you. Would you accept Christ? They're not meant to do that, but the fact is that. Yeah, evangelists that do that. That's not my gift, that's not my calling. I don't want to step in another man's shoe. And so you know not to expect that. It is the end of them that are already born again. It is the end, you don't teach other people's children, you teach your own children.
Yes.
You teach only them that are born again.
Yes.
You preach to them that are not born again. And so, for you who have been in the message, who have been quicker, you have regime that you understand these things, and you will know the importance of them. And that's what we want. We want to be able to have an understanding, because if you have lack of understanding, you know, man who makes adultery lack of understanding.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean actual adultery only, it means when you join yourself with thoughts that are not of God. A union that is not of God. And that's unbelief, that's sin, that's adultery. Isn't that right? And therefore we know that the more understanding we get is more sure we have of the union that we have. And we can be sure that we are united with Christ and in Christ. Okay, so all the nice speech, now I spoke nicely, but you have nice guests for them. You know? Sometimes my teaching is not nice and I want to be nice. You know, and
Because in teaching many times you just can't talk about it going along, talking on this can, you know, well, maybe it could be this way, and you know, well, I'm looking at it this way, and you know, I feel it's this way, and all that. I don't want to talk about that, I don't know anything about it. So a teacher must first be convinced that what he's seeing is the truth, even though it might not be. But at least he must be convinced, I will not rather have respect for that man. He's making definitive statements. Doesn't lead you and kind of lead you in this side, and he must amend this. No, this is the thing definitive. He must make definitive, definite statements that are clear and emphatic, and we must believe what we are preaching or teaching. See, and that's why sometimes the things go strong, like if there is no other view but my view. But really and truly, if I really believe it, I don't believe there's any other view outside, because I should have tried those views before I presented. Yes. And if you're a doctor, you can't question your own doctrine, then you have no right to be preached.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that's the way that teaching does. Teaching makes definitive, definite, emphatic statements and go about trying to prove it. See? And or contrast it, or whatever you want to do. So tonight, are we ready?
Amen.
Amen. I want to start off by reading a quote for you. From Feast of the Trumpets, it says, God changed a body and filled them back. It's a mystery that's to be revealed now in this day. God changed your body. He said, that's to be revealed now this day by the Son of Man. See the evening message. To be revealed now in this day by the Son of Man, see the evening message, see, turn back. And that was the last sign this came, was what? That discernment before the change of our body. And he said, before we can ever receive the Son. Notice, he's talking about the change of the body, and he's going to give you points to identify, the time factor, when. He says, and before we can receive the Son, what happens? The trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, a new body, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. The prophet is placing that the body change will happen under the trump. Is that right? There is a shout, there is a voice, there is a trump. Amen. And he's talking about we who are alive and remain. Amen. He will be changed. In the movement of a twinkling of an eye. Now, we want to look at that carefully and kind of break it down. And shall be caught up together with them. And technology is bothering me again here. And it says here, the secret has been made known, the seals are open, the trumpet sound for Israel, the two prophets is ready to appear. What is it? The church must get off the scene now, right now, so they can appear. Now watch this quote that I just read in Feast of the Trumpet. If you will notice that Brother Brown quotes, this is the quote, the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, the new body and new which are alive and remain, but change in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. Well, no, I want you to look at it. He is quoting and he's putting together two scriptures. He's put together 1 Thessalonians 4:14 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Amen.
And 50. He is literally bringing them together and saying, look, they are one. See, he's bringing two of these scriptures together. And he goes on and says, hallelujah, and she shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Well, that's not the scripture with the twinkling of the eye. The twinkling of the eye is 1 Corinthians 15. Caught up in the air, that's the 1 Thessalonians 4:14-16. So he's putting these two scriptures together, and therefore we must also do the same. Now, so the prophet is connecting these two scriptures together. Notice also, the prophet is connecting here the sign of discernment at the last sign. See, the prophet is connecting Genesis 18, who he stated in many places was God himself manifested in a ministry to bring a body change. You see? Okay, now, I'm going to just try to skip just a little bit and look at why this is significant to us. Because 1 Thessalonians 4:14-16 and 1 Corinthians 15, 49-56 or 55, you know that there are two classes of people that are mentioned.
Yeah.
We have a class that is there and a class that is living. There are two classes, and that's where I would like to work with tonight. Okay, now watch very carefully. 1 Thessalonians, the Lord Himself descends in shout, voice, and trump. Now I'm not going to go over like you not been in the message. I'm just going to know that you've been in the message a long time, and because the family's been in the ministry for a very long time. On the top three things happen. One, the bride goes up. She goes up to the supper, and on the way she meets the incarnate God in the air. Right? Now, second thing that happens, as she goes up to meet the incarnate God, Satan comes down because he does not have permission to accuse the bride anymore. She's smoking.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 12. The accuser of the brethren is kicked out because he's got no ministry. See, he's got nobody to accuse. She's smoking. She's in the ditch. So he is kicked out and he comes down, incarnating himself in the pope. And now the false bride is meeting the incarnate devil. Meeting. Incarnate God, incarnate devil. See? Now, what happens when the bride goes up and Jesus comes on incarnate himself? He comes down with great wrath. He comes down with great wrath, starting tribulation of 3.5 years. Tribulation of 3.5 years. Tribulation. And this 3.5 year tribulation is called the wrath of Satan. It's not the wrath of God.
Yeah.
And God's wrath can't be followed because he's 144,000 still.
Amen.
See, so this is called the wrath of Satan, 3.5 years.
Right.
Now, in this 3.5 years, he's going to make a covenant with the Jews. Now, if you notice carefully in the book of Kings, that Elijah only appeared on the scene after Ahab and Jezebel was married. Ahab represented the lukewarm Jews. Jezebel represented the Roman heathen system. So it is after the covenant is made between Rome and the lukewarm Israel that Moses and Elijah will appear on the scene. So the last phase of the trump is Moses and Elijah. Now, contrary to what has been taught in the early generations in the message, the early generations taught us that the 3.5 years happened. We believe 3.5 years tribulation. But they believe Moses and Elijah will be preaching to Israel because the prophets seem to say that in a lot of the early messages. That while the 3.5 year tribulation of the killing of the foreign goods is going on, Moses and Elijah is preaching on the earth, but it is not so. See? So this is not so. And we'll read some quotes for you in a minute. This, at the end, when the foolish persons are killed, and the covenant is made, Moses and Elijah appear, and they preach for 3.5 years, but not considered tribulation. That's not considered tribulation because the Jews are not killed during the 3.5 years. They're killed at the end of the 3.5 years.
Amen.
After the age. This is also God cannot go on the cross without mixture. Revelation 16 cannot happen here because He is still granting grace and mercy to the 144,000 to be sealed. He still granted mercy for 144,000 to be sealed. And so therefore, this period of time is the grace period written in Zechariah chapter 12, where Joseph is making himself known to his brethren. Alright? Joseph is making himself known to his brethren. He is revealing to them and he's granting them pardon. He's granting them grace. See, he's being gracious to them. Okay, now, while this 3.5 years is happening of the tribulation, see, this is not right. This is here. But this 3.5 year trip, while that's happening, the incarnate got a supper, which is people. The supper is not just any kind of supper, it's an Eastern type supper. And each one of those seeds carries weight. In other words, Jesus said, and then by the supper, those are the chief seeds. Because these seeds are reserved for guests, for honors, people who have not, you see, we are sons by gift. You are not honored just because you're a son. Over there you're being honored for your service. The time the sound leader puts in. How he takes his office. How he prepares himself. The wife of a deacon or minister. You know, like a pastor's wife, she has a great duty. She screens the call. She prioritizes the calls. Somebody calls and say, you know, if the thing you don't do that, the pastor will never get a time to study and pray. You are not studying like you have no prayer. The reason you were given deacons was because they will allow them to study and pray. Is that right? So she in the house, she takes the calls. And they say, brother, what, you know, can I help you? No, I need to look at brother Tony. Brother Tony is in prayer. Brother Tony is in, you know, in his study. You know, can I take a message? She said, well, look, my son is in the hospital, so and so. Well, she goes automatically, priority number one, she comes straight in. See, I get that. But if you know, you see, she has a great duty. She knows on church days not to have to pay bills. That's how they run to the grocery stores. Not to have to do anything. She prepares herself and teach that minister in a grand way you can prepare yourself. That's a great duty.
Amen.
That's a great preparation. She knows on Sunday, you know, how to prepare a meal on the Sabbath on Saturday night. She knows that, you know, not to be, because if she's anxious and she's busy and she's dead, he's going to pick up that spirit. It's going to make the whole house in a kind of, like a hustle. How to iron the clothes, how to, all of these is a sacrifice, all of these is ministry.
Amen.
She knows how to tell the children, you know, daddy's in a study. You know, go play outside. She knows how to maintain, she protects that ministry.
Amen.
She does everything she can to make sure he has the time. Even the deacons and the trustees, most of the time, remember the deacon board, the trustee board, these men are always doing something at the church. They're always doing something, they're always up to meet with people, talk with people, they've got to correct people. And many times, when a deacon corrects somebody, you know, the next service or so, this is how they greet a deacon's wife. They take them out of the family, they show that the woman is there. These are all part of the work, the ministry, the sacrifices. See? And so Brother Brown, remember what Brother Brown said? He said, when I went over on that side, you were honoring. They were like, oh, Brother, he said, and the leader was sitting in a position, she was like a guest of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Good deacon's wife, good pastor's wife, good minister's wife. They had forgotten. If she was placed because of her service, her dedication, as a guest of honor. You think God is a respectable person? No, we cannot forget this problem. And you don't have to be a pastor's wife, a deacon's wife, trustee's wife. Just a wife. Knowing how to prepare a husband, not to prepare a woman, the atmosphere. These things are not forgotten. So these are seats of honor. Seats of glory. See? And this incarnate God comes down. Now, I know you heard me preach about Brother Moody and maybe at the first Easter convention we've done here. That Brother Brown said that God cannot be like a wind. He's not everywhere. God is everywhere because he's omniscient. He knows all things. But he himself can meet in one place at one time.
Yes.
Is that right? Now, we know that this is incarnate God here. God will never, he will never leave the supper halfway. He's not that rude. It's like you invite somebody for supper, you leave an entire, you know, three-course meal after the middle course. Somebody picks up, say, well, I gotta go, I got business. No. you wouldn't do it. And you would like anything to do it to you.
Amen.
Is that right? You're trying to step up this supper. It's the end of this supper. And this little fire comes down and anoints Moses and Elijah. See, this is where the Revelation 1:7 comes into view. Behold, he comes in the clouds, and all eyes will see him, but that's not the rapture. Is that right? But if it's not the rapture, where will you place it? That's Revelation 1:7. Behold, he comes in the clouds. Will you? This is Revelation 14:14. And he won out of a sun man sitting on a cloud, and upon his head was not a rainbow anymore, it was a crown. Now the only way you can have a crown is from this supper.
Amen.
Because over here on this side, when he does the shout, he has a rainbow on his head.
Amen.
Yeah, he comes in a cloud, he's got a rainbow over his head. Amen. But when he leaves here, he goes to the supper, and he goes to the supper, then he's crowned by his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right? And when he comes in Revelation 14:14, on a crown again, like Revelation 1:7, he said, what is this going on? A crown on his head.
Amen.
Amen.
He comes back down to anoint Moses and Elijah. The preacher 3.5 years, this is also Matthew 24:31. And he will send forth his angels, or his plural, with the sound of a trump, one message of Son of Man, two angels. Two messengers. This is also Revelation 7 and 4. He said, hold up the wings until we have sealed. We, Moses, Elijah. So if there's a sealing going on in Moses and Elijah's ministry, then it can't be the wrath of God for our salvation. Revelation 16 is not there. Revelation 16 comes at the end. The wrath of God being poured out upon his head. At the end of the yes. Let's throw some scriptures in there so we can rightly divide it. This is also Zechariah 12. 12. And this is also Daniel 12. He comes down in the form of Michael.
Mm.
Is that right? And this is also. And this angel Michael is also Isaiah 63:9, called the angel of his presence. He uses Michael as his presence, because God must always be veiled. See? This is also Exodus 23:20. And it's also Exodus 3. And why I'm telling you that is because if you notice, if Daniel is talking about thy people. Isaiah 63:9, that angel only comes, but only came with Israel. It was talking about Israel having redeemed them. See? And this is when he first came down with Moses. So we can see that God will change. He is the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, why is this important to us? We want to rightly divide. Amen. And there is a mystery somewhere in here that I want to talk about, the mystery between the interval, or the mystery interval, between the resurrection and the rapture. Okay? Why is it significant to us? Because it's the key for you to know that the rapture is on.
Amen.
See, there are certain signs and conditions that will elect only the elect. The one in a million know that it is on.
Amen.
Okay? And we don't you want to know that it's on?
Amen.
I don't even say it's on now. It's on to a certain condition. The rapture is on in the sense of bringing your first thought, bringing to the image.
Amen.
But your body change has got a sign before that happens.
Amen.
See? That's a sign before that happens. Okay, now. Brother Brown in the rapture message says, watch the shout, voice, and trump back here in Jesus' ministry. Now, I think I've mentioned this a couple of times in Luke, but I'm not sure. Most people forget about the priesthood. So, if you've been in those meetings, you'll hear a little repeat of He said, "What's the short voice and come back there? Jesus, the Son of Man, the Alpha ministry." You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So there was a Son of Man ministry back here in Jesus, and we know that it was parallel a Son of Man ministry using Brother Branham. We call this Omega. Okay? Alright, now, watch carefully. This Son of Man has three poles. How many poles? This was the Word made flesh. What do you think about this? So, in the message, Souls in Prison, the Prophet God says, the ministry came to perfection, not the Son. Not Brother Brown is a son.
Amen.
Because Brother Brown is a son is representing the grain in the writing of the Son. That's a son. A son, not a son, has come up, S-O-N, has come up and been waved and he has come back in the image. Amen. Now that's talking about a son. And other sons to follow. See? But when it comes to souls in prison, he didn't say that. He said the ministry came to perfection when it reproduced Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In human flesh amongst humans. Now you gotta take that for the word, because you know, even myself in the early days, I used to believe, I used to teach that, you know, one of man's vision was a perfect parallel to Jesus. But that was not true. It's not a perfect parallel to Jesus. It is the same ministry we produce, not a parallel ministry. Brother Brown is the same ministry reproduced in the end. See? Not parallel. Not just a type. The same ministry. Now, these things are important because if it's the same ministry, it will do the same works.
Yeah.
Alright? Now, watch carefully. Brother Brown is from 1950 to 1964 and a half, quoted John 14:12 as a body scripture. He quoted John 14:12 as a body scripture, which means he was saying, "He that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also." And he said, you see, the same works we'll be able to do.
Amen.
See? He said, the works that I do shall he do also. And he quoted that in the body scripture. Then he said, and greater works than these shall he do. Then he interpreted. Because you can't do greater works. I've looked at all the interpretations. I've looked through every Bible. He said, you can't do greater works. It's not greater works, it's more of.
Amen.
He said, interpreted, you can't do greater works, it's more of. Okay? Now he comes to 1964 in the message Shalom, and man can turn on the light. And he comes and he says, you know what? When Jesus healed, he took spit. But man, place it over the eyes. Yeah. He took bread that was already there, broken fish that was already there. He took water, turned it into wine, but it was water first. He said, did you notice this day? He said, let there be spirit. He said, out of creation.
Amen.
Out of nothing, out of creation. He just created it, out of nothing. He said, just let there be. He said, that's the greater work.
Yes.
The greater work is the spoken word.
Amen.
That brings into creation.
Amen.
Yeah. Right now. So now he's getting an understanding that John 14:12 doesn't mean more of. It means greater.
Amen.
I mean spoken word. Now, let's just take a little thought about it now. And you can answer me if you don't mind. The word King of the Jesus works that I, Jesus is here, I. Who is he? Prophet. Like Deuteronomy 18:15. I prophet. Who is Son of Man? when he can die. Or what is it? Osmond did it. Meaning, these guys didn't have a first book. Meaning they were never able to lay their hands and tell you the name of the disease. You mean none of them were able to discern the thoughts of the heart? You mean none of them had a ministry like Jesus Christ? They didn't. Because their ministry was reproduced in one man.
Amen.
And the Son of Man is not a body circuit, in one man circuit.
Amen.
Therefore, John 14:12, he didn't understand it. But now he's beginning to understand it because in what's the attraction of Mount 9:55? He takes John 14:12 and ties it with Malachi 4. Now Malachi 4 is your one man scripture. He ties it with Luke 17:30. That's a one man scripture.
Amen.
Yes.
Now he begins to see the uniqueness that he was the ministry of Jesus Christ reproduced, and the works that Jesus did, he would do what you would not do.
Amen.
Because I've been teaching the one myself, and I never had a first school. I don't expect to have one. I'll never have a second school. I'll never listen to the thoughts of the heart. That's what I'm saying here. That, he said, did you notice the last sign before the body change was determined? No, if that has already happened, I can't do that because there'll be another sign of the same sign.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the works that Jesus did, I will never do. Because I'm not a prophet. Neither I am a son of man. Okay. And stay with your thoughts and look it over. See. Okay, John 14:12 is a one-man scripture. That the things that Jesus did, well, the man did. I want to give you a couple. Okay, no mind. Jesus cursed the tree. Cursed the life of the tree and it dried up.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yes.
But the man cursed the life of two and his wife. And it dried up.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that the same thing?
Amen.
Same kind of ministry. Jesus rose to death. The prophet said, "Little fish, I give you a life."
Amen.
He did it. The works that he did, he did. Then there's the woman who was in the adultery. They were in the stone. He said, "I forgive you."
Amen.
She was guilty. He said, "I forgive you." He had to go and build him up in the church.
Amen.
He said, "In your hands, I forgive you."
Amen.
The works that he did, I'm seeing it here. Watch now, the thief on the cross. Said, "Leave this man alone." Say, "We deserve what we
deserve."
He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
Amen.
He gave that man eternal life. Is that right?
Amen.
And when asked to write the right things,
amen.
He said, "Ask what you will."
Amen.
He gave me eternal life by the spoken word.
Amen.
I give to you two sons in anyone. The works that he did. You say, "Brother, well, but I thought the bride will do the greater works." She will do the greater works, but not as a ministry. John 14:12 is a ministry. She will do the greater works on the mark he left to
enter. Amen.
Amen.
If you say to any condition, any circumstance, not what I say, but what you say, it will come to pass.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So John 14:12 is a ministry, but John Mark 11:23. That's the son. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a prophet.
Mm.
It's a son.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let me say this before you say that. Did you notice? Brother Brown was not being adopted when he spoke the Spirit into existence. The only thing in the world headstone has not descended. And he is speaking into creation. It means that he was speaking not as a son. He was speaking as the ministry of the Son of Man.
Amen.
And so he never gave the sonship to have to do that, but you have to have the sonship to do the miracles.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
John 14, 12 then is a one line scripture. Because if you read from John 14, 9 and John 14, 10, Jesus the Son of Man with power to vindicate that he was God's prophet. Said, if you don't believe me, believe in the works that I do. Then all of it up, two verses later says, and the works that I do, what works? What the works that God used to vindicate Jesus? Because John 3 and 2, they say, how do we know that you're a man from God, a prophet from God, a teacher from God? Tell you, he said, we know that no man can do these works unless God be with him. And that's with him to the heart. So God is showing us, watch the sharp voice and trump back there. Now if there is a Son of Man, there must be a sharp voice and trump in his ministry, and so parallel our day.
Amen.
Because there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Nothing new under the sun. Sharp voice and trump out there. Let's take it back in your mind. You guys are tired, but I'm doing all the work. That's funny. Are you tired? We'll wrestle with it. Let's work on the state.
Amen.
Okay. Now that's what Jesus saw the voice of John. In John chapter 6, 63 to maybe 66, right around the same. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no hope. You have no life. And at that moment, he said, 70 began to leave. Watch the shock pulling away, because you see, the word is coming on. Open, yes. The word is coming down. And he said, you're left the living bread of life. I said, watch the beginning to leave. And Peter said, he said, Peter, will you also leave me? Remember, there's a pulling away. There's a shock that must fall away. You remember that? Shock must fall away. Because Brother Brown was asked, now let me remember from the time for you. Brother Brown was asked, remember? It was a seed hiding among the Pentecostal. And they were saying, William Brown, yes, William Brown, where's the Baptist preacher? Here he is, hiding in the seed, because he was a seed hiding in the shock.
Yes.
But now the shock is falling away. But here, we see the shock going away, and he said, will you also leave me? He said, thou have the words, not the miracles, not the signs, not the wonders, thou have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
There Peter held, because Peter was heir with that seed, he was not heir with the shock, so he didn't leave with the shock.
Amen.
He was praying, he was seed, he was regarded for the gun. But the shock went away, and he left. So John 6:63 represents the shout, the living word going forth as God is Peter, magnet the word of life.
Amen.
Then that's the shout. Now what's the voice? In time back in on voice. The first time he takes for the voice, he said, notice Jesus crying with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He said, Lazarus. In 47, he didn't see Lazarus, all would have come forth.
Yes.
Okay? Then, that's John 11. Now, I'm going to give you a second title for this, which is my main title. But before I go there, let's get to the song. Then John chapter 6, song. Then John chapter 11, voice of the resurrection. Right? Then John chapter 12 opens with a scene. With a supper. It opens with a scene. John chapter 12 opens with a scene, with a supper. And at that supper, here is Jesus at the head of the table. Here is Lazarus, the resurrected dead. Here is Mary and Martha. table
and they go into the wine game.
Amen.
Because right after he finishes with the supper in John chapter 12, he's on his way down to Jerusalem.
Amen.
See? That's the trump, because under the trump we go for the supper. And the dead and resurrected king is God and Jesus. You see, what the shout voice in trump back there? Shout. Voice. The trump is three folds. So let's look at the three folds. Okay. Look at the trump here now. In John chapter 12, he has the supper, right? Now, what happens right after he has the supper and he comes, he's getting ready to come into Jerusalem? Satan enters into Judah's heart. That's Satan coming into the fold. In time.
Amen.
Yeah. In time, he enters. Satan on the trump. Right when the son of Satan comes out into the heart of Judas or inside the pool. Is that right?
Amen.
So again, one part of the trunk, the second pool of the mission, Satan coming into the heart of Judas. What's it still about? Acts chapter 1. So Jesus goes up in the rapture. In Acts chapter 1. He goes up. He's taken up.
Amen.
Who appeared? Two men.
Amen.
Is that right? When the bride goes up, who is going to appear? Two men, both in Elijah. And these two men in the book of Acts know the mystery of his coming. You see, men of Galilee, the same Jesus who went, this man will come back.
Amen.
There is a mystery of the short voice and trump back there.
Amen.
And right after these two men appear, Jesus goes up, the bride goes up inside the rapture. Two men appear, both in Elijah. And then right after that, the Holy Ghost falls to Jerusalem to seal away the entire of the
world. Amen.
Amen.
What's the song voice we come back to? Okay. Closing it up. And you're not giving me my time back because, you know, I just said all those remarks in the beginning just to be nice. I want you to notice, and what I'm going to say here is, first, how many of you are in the new book?
Amen.
How many believe that the way you used to look at scripture, if your eyes are open, you can't see scripture the same way?
Amen.
How many believe that there are things written in here that you read, you have read, you have seen, but you haven't really read it? You read it, but you haven't really read it.
Amen.
You see it, but you haven't really seen it.
Yes.
It's right there, but it hasn't done anything for you. If that's not happening, then something is wrong, because he said that the opening of the season is bad when you come to the new book, and it must be that way.
Amen.
It must be that way, it must be that way. Okay, so from this point on, if you know you don't agree with me, you just have to pray for me because it might sound off the radar. And I'm only going to do that with a nanny. He's got such a good spirit. And why not cause some trouble for him? All right. So I haven't brought this anywhere too much. I think I did that for the week, but I don't really, you know, I wouldn't let it over the cross because. When you have big churches, sometimes you have a pastor who's not where he should be. The people are not where they should be. They have different groups. And so they sort of say, hey, where is he going now? I never heard that before. You deal on one-on-one, and someone will pass it. But say, where did you get that? Where's that food? Where's this food? But when you have all of them, you see, and sometimes the way of truth is even spoken of. Because they're not there, they're not ready. How many have said that?
Amen.
How many was in the days of the Middle East when they said the 70 was not over? And they do not speak evil of the mere truth?
No.
And there's a lot of us. You see? And we're all there. See, if you look really carefully, you see some shoe polish here. Yeah, we all stuck our foot in our mouth. Sometimes more than usual, then yes. It's not really tasting bad. Okay, so what's happening? I'm gonna focus on one area of the strong voice in the trunk. One focus on it that you don't hear much of. We hear a lot about the shout. We hear a lot about the trunk. But hardly any person think about the voice. Is it like the voice is just a noise? So you know, when I'm reading kind of long, because sometimes you've got a little long street. Sometimes you ask, hey, I've got a penny, can anybody demonstrate the voice for me? Can anybody support some doctrine which is the voice? And that is where it's at. But if I say give me that pen. Because we know so much about shout. We know so much about Trump. But we know very little about two skills. Two things that we know very little about. The fifth skill. We think fifth skill is a bunch of dead people on the other side, waiting for something. That's all we got from the fifth skill. Yeah, it's supposed to be a great skill. See? And if you want, we can talk about it after I finish this. And the other area is the voice. You hear about shout, you hear about trump, you know. 15 and voice. Okay? Now, do you believe that Brother Branham and Jesus is a ministry we produce? That they were both Son of Man ministries?
Amen.
Is that right? Except to the ages was not. But from Jesus to Brother Branham, which represents Alpha and Omega, they are the same God with the same sign coming back and reproducing the same ministry, is only the veil changed.
Amen.
Amen.
Do that? Now remember, if you're doing it, you can't change your mind later on. I showed you that Jesus had Jesus Christ had a loud voice. But in the sixth seal also, in the rapture message, Brother Brown is bringing Matthew chapter 27 into view. 27:51. And he said, when Jesus cried with a loud voice.
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Even at the ghost, he said the graves were open and the dead in Christ rose after his resurrection. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Now, let's see all the scriptures now. He cried with a loud voice then. But what happened after he cried with a loud voice? He healed of his ghost. He died. His spirit went to God. His body remained on the cross. And his soul entered into the oven.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The soul entered into a theophany. Oh my goodness. If you're in the Bible, it's in the 1 Peter 3, 18 and 19. Beyond
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, began, it says this is the beginning, even I've dealt with the living in a shout.
Amen.
Yes.
But now, there's somebody who's going to go beyond that grave.
Amen.
Amen.
So nobody from Adam to Jesus had a voice ministry.
Amen.
Beyond the grave. It means if Son of Man had a voice ministry beyond the grave, that means that they that saw voice and come back in, they must see a ministry beyond the grave.
Amen.
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 Okay, is this the only point?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because whatever you say, that I don't agree with that, I'm Mr. Chen, they believe good and wrong. The Lord's voice was a mark, even that something was happening in another dimension. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, he cried the Lord's voice. Something happened in a dimension over there to bring something there back into the body when he was in.
Amen.
That Lazarus was in.
Amen.
And when he cried the Lord's voice, something began.
Amen.
Amen.
Something started. And when he cried the Lord's voice, he healed all his ghost. Amen. And he entered into a theophany body in the Hebrew series. Just to read it. But I think you're very familiar with the message.
Amen.
I know your pastor is very familiar with it. So he will find it. I have it. Remember, in the Hebrew series, Christian Fernando, he said, when Jesus died, he never did stop preaching. He said, he kept preaching right on.
Amen.
He had a ministry to the living, and he had a ministry to the dead.
Amen.
But not everybody has that ministry. Only when the resurrection of life is on the earth. Amen. He was the resurrection of life, and he was the resurrection of life. Not the man himself, the God in that man.
Amen.
Amen.
See? That's not a fire. Move in Genesis 1. Amen. Looking for those seeds to resurrect.
Amen.
It's that same power that has come back in his ministry. So the Bible tells me, whereby he was quickened and went to preach. See? And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 9 and 10, 11, he said, whereby he that ascended, is also he that ascended into the belly of the earth.
Amen.
He went beyond the grave. Now, let us take piece by piece. When Brother Brown was called from the prison of time, he saw his body there because he was in a theophany. Agreed?
Amen.
When he went away to the prison of time, he saw a lot of people, multitudes. And he said, and the angel said, these are your people. And he said, are these all Brahmins? You see, the prophet of God, the scriptures, that when believers die, they are gathered under the messenger of their age.
Amen.
He forgot in the Old Testament that when they said they died and slept with their fathers.
Amen.
Their fathers that brought the word, their fathers were prophets, patriarchs. They said, so in the Old Testament, and the prophet showed you on this side, that when you die, let you die under Abraham, all under Abraham and the message of God, seek set for him.
Amen.
You understand? Under Daniel, they were all gathered, and they were separated. They didn't see each other. They were all kept separate.
Amen.
Because when the man went over on that side, he did not see God's people.
Amen.
He did not see Luke's people. He said, these are your converts.
Amen.
So in time, this represents that Luke, Wesley, all of them were separated. Just like the Old Testament was separated.
It is.
They were separated. Until a ministry comes with the uniting sign and time.
Amen.
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 The light is in sign of time. Because in the atonement message, and the mighty conqueror here proved it. He says Jesus died. When is your theophany? When down into hell, keep the door open. God then keeps the blessed hell.
Amen.
He came back up, he said, and he preached the souls in prison. Alright? Because there are two things in souls in prison. There are souls in prison now. See, like Caiaphas and the rich young ruler, their soul was in prison and could never be freed.
Amen.
Because that was the end of the ministry of the Old Testament.
Amen.
This is the end of the ministry, amen, of the New Testament.
Amen. Amen.
See, he that is spirit, let him remain in the least. He that is righteous, let him remain righteous.
Amen.
Their condition cannot change. Their soul is in prison now, like Caiaphas and the rich young ruler.
Amen.
Your soul's in prison now, and your soul's in prison from then.
Amen.
When he was sold in prison now, was while he was living. So the rich young ruler, the Caiaphas, the scribes and Pharisees, the penny man beyond the grave, he was preaching a soul in prison that was then.
Amen. Amen.
Promise myself not to preach. Present. I think I'm a little excited sometimes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We got a promise now. And then he came back up in paradise all the time. Came back up into paradise, and this is what he said. He said, Daniel, I am the stone you are along with our hands.
Amen.
Yes.
Ezekiel, wait a minute, I'm Ezekiel at the same time, okay? Alright? I'm the wheel within the wheel. And, oh, Abraham, I was the one that came from under the tree.
Amen.
What is he doing? He's showing you under the ministry that men beyond the grave, they are no longer separated, they are all gathered under one head.
Amen.
Amen.
Gathered under one head, united under one head. And listen. Abraham didn't have more revelation than Daniel, and Daniel didn't have more revelation than Ezekiel. When they rose, they all had the same revelation.
Amen.
And the same glory of my body.
Amen.
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 Now, let's go to Hebrews 9:28. About 1 minute, all right? I'm glad I'm here. If I leave it in a bad place, you know, they were just waiting. Hey, I'm not crazy, you know what he's talking about? You know, I'm not crazy stuff. Hey, what did I tell you? What did I just do? Now, you can go back to that office, but to read the course and to present the way it's wrong. Say something merciful. I'll tell you where to find it. Hebrews 9:28, what's happening here? The prophet gave this text to preach a message called Look. Look. And I'm going to quite quote together for you. In a message, in the token message, the man says it. He said Israel knew something was coming. So did Knox, so did Calvin, so did Finney. He said they knew the day the pillar of fire will return back into the church. The pillar of fire only comes in the time of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Is that right? He said, but they didn't live to see it, but they looked for it.
Amen.
Now, that's what he's saying. He said, Look. Look. Now what was Paul said here? Because the prophet interprets this, that there was a people that was looking for him for 4,000 years. They died looking for him.
Yes.
They died and they were waiting for 4,000 years for someone who they testified to lamb, to blood, to blood, to dove. You see, different, you know, sprinkling of the speckled bird. They all represent faith in Christ of one to come.
Amen.
They were looking for testifying of it. And Hebrews 9:28, he says this. So Christ was not offered to bear the sins of many. See, bear the sins of many. And all to them that look for him shall be appeared. From what time? So when did they appear the first time? Who was looking for him the first time? Not the scribes, not the Pharisees, because when he came they didn't know him. But there was a people for 4,000 years that was looking, and when he went beyond the grave, he identified that you are looking for me, I am the stone.
Amen.
See? So now he's going to appear a second time, because the first time was to take the people from beyond the grave.
Amen.
And he's appearing a second time this day because he's going to do the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I'm glad you're with me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now I don't have to say
amen. I don't
come to. So, hey, Mark said, if I'm going down, they go down with me.
Amen.
Okay, quickly. So, under the Son of Man, all these separations disappear and they all rose to the same thing.
Amen.
Now look at that Trinitarian. When you rise, you'll be a Trinitarian. Lucifer died without knowing what was under those seals.
Amen.
Because no man in heaven, under the earth, in the earth, knew what they were.
Mm.
When he raised, when he rises to the dead, will he know what they are?
Amen.
Well, there's only one ministry. Who knows what it is?
Amen.
Amen. There's only one ministry that can be part of the black that of the white ministry, and there has to be another voice ministry.
Amen.
When they arrive, they are not going to be Trinitarians, and they are not going to know more than you, and you are not going to know more than them. Because their ministry is the same as our ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
It will produce the same kind of faith, the same kind of body.
Amen.
And you unite with time and time. The people say,
amen.
Follow. I want you to notice that in the world, best dreams are Snow White now. Brother Brandon, the same for me. I wrote a stanza for this song.
Amen.
The first stanza is Noah, as it was in the days of
Noah.
Second Samuel is Jesus, who said in Luke 17, as it was in the days of Noah. You have Genesis 6, you have John 7, Luke 17, 30, and you have Brother Brandon, who is Luke 17, 30.
Amen.
And he's writing himself this song. You have Noah, you have Jesus, you have Brother Brandon.
Amen.
Amen.
What did Noah do? Brother said, what did the dove, where did the dove leave Noah? He said, he led him to a new land. He took up people that were sealed into a new ark, a new land. He said, where did the dove lead Jesus? Notice he never said to a river. He said, where did the dove lead Jesus? In the Calvary.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened at Calvary? He went beyond the grave. He was on the ghost at Calvary. He went beyond the grave of people that were sealed on the bulls and goats and led them to the Father's throne in a glorified body.
Amen.
Amen.
He plays himself in the song. I wonder why. Notice what he said. He said, the wounded dove has landed.
Amen.
Mm.
He said, the wounded dove has delivered his message.
Mm.
He said, it is finished. It is the end.
Amen.
Notice that. It is finished. It is the end. You see, the wounded dove, him and was flying for 7 days, it's drenched in blood. Him and this is the age of landing, because this is where the message is delivered. Not only when you get into your life, but I'm ready to change your mortal body.
Amen.
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 Notice the wings of a snow island. Brother Branham was in the most tremendous presence that any man could be in. He was in the presence of God himself.
Amen.
Like Moses. He veiled God.
Amen.
You hear me? He was in the presence, the same presence where a dry almond rod budded.
Amen.
That had no life in the life. He was in that kind of presence.
Amen.
And he never was healed.
Amen.
You tell me he didn't have faith? they were not healed because he didn't have it. He was not healed because God ordained for him not to be healed, but to represent humanity.
Amen.
His suffering on his body was to represent the suffering of man because of the condition all the way back to Adam. So he went to the doctor and said, it's because you're hybrid between Irish and Indian. He didn't buy that. He said, because you're mixed up, you're going to hang up, you're going to come, hang up. He said, no, I'm happy all the time. The doctors give him all sorts of answers. But the angels were in the notice, it's only 6 inches long. He says, 6 is man's number of suffering.
Yes.
See, one man was representing humanity. What man was looking for, believers were looking for all the ages.
Amen.
He was looking for that heaven dealt with his healing. Amen. But not the kind of healing to deliver from this body, the kind of healing to bring total deliverance, to glorified, resurrected.
Amen.
That's why he says, it's only 6 inches long. He said, if I ever could see that heaven dealt, I know I'll be healed.
Amen.
Did you know that man was not healed before he died?
Amen.
It's 20 something days later he died.
Amen.
You know what he said in the last few words of his service? Said, Lord, you are believing for my healing.
Amen.
Lord, I'm believing. But notice how many inspiration, not only said that, he said, I come to faith, I've never known you. If Brother Brown had lived, his body would have changed while he walked.
Amen.
That was the condition that he was ready for. But he couldn't, because if he died, being a type of the Son of Man, there is no money to go beyond the grave. There will be no voice in the street.
Amen.
There'll be no voice in the street now. Close it up, I promise 10 minutes. So what's what happens? The prophet. He begins to say, Lord, why would you heal an old man? Why would you heal an old man like me? Be that old man now. This is what he's saying on the inspiration. He can't heal him more easily. Yes, I heal him just before he dies. What do I have? He said, why? You know, he said, because I believe I've got a message. Don't even know the message I've already been given. He died 3 days later. You see, there is a message. Even with the double thinking beyond the grave. Precious and unto 64. Brother Paulson, Hebrews 11, they are not made good in the hour. He said they need this ministry to write the Luther, the Wesleyan. He said, and as we as the carpenters has gathered on this side, so the carpenters will be gathered there.
Amen.
So that's the same
system.
They need this ministry. That way they were looking for that little fire. They knew that they could not either start the work, they could not finish it on the natural.
Amen.
He needed something, he needed the fullness of the word. Now, what's happening now? 7 to 8, right? The Holy Spirit. When the Son of Man comes, and he goes in a voice ministry beyond the grave, from the time he died, he entered the theophany, goes beyond the grave. Amen. What we are here in England, they come into the same faith we are. Now, watch what happens. He's going to empty out on the altar. He's going to empty out all of the altar. Amen. When he rises, they will rise after him. On a Sunday morning, between 6 and 9, amen, he's going to empty out on the altar.
Amen.
Now, when he empties out all of the altar, that Sunday morning, from that moment, from that Sunday, they come to 40 days.
Amen.
Because there's 40 days between the resurrection and the rapture.
Amen.
40 days starts like countdown on the earth.
Amen.
Now, in this 40 days countdown, that's on the earth, from the minute it starts and the empties out under the altar, and the empties out under the altar, he steals it under the altar. He empties it and he steals it like that here. He empties, he steals.
Amen.
And at that beginning of that 40 days, to the end of the 40 days, no believer can die. Because if they die, then nobody has taken them on the grave.
Amen. Amen.
That comes to pass. They say, he that liveth and believeth shall never die.
Amen.
From that 40 days, no one can die. Nothing can kill you. You're invincible, because if you die and go to the altar, there is no ministry to take you out.
Amen. Amen.
He that and believe it shall never die. That's where it comes to pass.
Amen.
The saying, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because even now we are burying believers.
Amen.
But there will be no funeral service in that 40 days. Not one funeral service. Not one wake.
Amen.
During that 40 days, under the order of healed, and no one can go back there. But if you go there, there is no ministry to empty you out. No ministry to teach you.
Amen.
When you go to the book of 1 Thessalonians 4, for a minute. I'd like to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. What was that known in your hands? Matthew chapter 8 says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And that word is come unto you is the word patano, P-H-T-A-N-O, patano. Definition, it means to come before, to proceed, to anticipate, to come, to arrive, to reach, to attain, to attain, to anticipate. It means to reach, to attain, to attain. Now, this word in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus uses the word patano, and the King James Version uses the word come. Because the word is a compound Greek word, and you have to use it in its context. So, Paul uses it in Romans 9:31. He says, in Romans 9:31 he says, but Israel which followed after the law of righteousness have not attained to the law of righteousness. They have not come to that place.
Amen.
They have not attained it. So here Jesus uses the word, the King James says, to come. Abraham was a king of the righteous man. The Bible has the dictionary says, for Tango means the word of king. The only other passage where it's significant is Philippians 3:16. Therefore, just we have, and he said, nevertheless, whereas we have already a king, let us walk by the same rule. What we have a king, let us live what we know.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Okay? For Tango. Now, here's the thing. Fatano is the word used in all scripture for 1 Thessalonians 4:15. It is used in this text, for this is judged by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will not receive those who are fallen asleep. Here, all of a sudden they depart from the meaning of the word and they use the word not to proceed. Here you have the word come. By Jesus, the King James uses that, but Jesus uses the Greek word, potato. Here, when Paul uses it, he said, it's going to have a change to the law of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul uses it in Philippians 3:16, where he says, you know, that which we have attained to, let us live.
Amen.
Let us walk in it. And here, who says, Lord, it uses the word to see almost a complete departure of the heart of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The word potato here, does it make sense? We will try and remain, will not proceed and will not hinder. It doesn't really mean that it's just telling us that we will not move us. That's part of the word, I guess you could say it is. It says that you will not hinder, it's not that you will not hinder. How can we hinder them for the night? But if you use the word the way Paul uses it, amen, and the other two verses, which says, we which are alive under me, under the coming of the Lord, will not attain to those who are fallen asleep. It means that we which are alive under me, as when the Lord comes for the saints, we who are alive under me at that moment will never attain to go where they went, will never attain to be on the altar, will never attain to be the standard of being at the offering of God. They have attained this, but we will never attain it, because in this 40 days, just like back here, the enemy is out, and for 40 days, no one can go back there. Therefore, you will never attain to the offering of God. You will never attain from going under the altar. You will never attain having to be called out by the voice, because your body is changed. You don't need a resurrection. The voice is for the resurrection. You don't need a resurrection.
Amen.
One more piece. I promise. I don't want to leave it happening. Book of Acts. Now, those of you who want to study it, I recommend that you study the message United Stand in Time, where the prophet is showing you that only in this day and myself can I overcome that. These Old Testament saints were bride. They were built by the revelation of Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost. But when Jesus went beyond the grave, he said, I am he, I am he, I am he. They had the revelation of Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
They are not Jews. Compared to the Old Testament, they are Jews, they are not bride. Don't you never believe that? Adam was a son. Yeah, I believe he wasn't a servant. And if redemption means to bring back, how can you make him a servant in redemption?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham was before the law, before he was a servant, before he was a nation. And we have foreseen of Abraham, we are joined heirs with him. If we are joined heirs with him, and Abraham is a servant, I will be joined heirs and be a servant also. They are bride. They are a Jewish bride. See? Now, you can type those things in and you can look it up. I don't have the time for it, but I want to show you something here. When we read messages, we must understand, when we read the prophet's message, we must read it in a mindset that he has a shout and a voice ministry. And there's a trumpet ministry too, but that was Elijah. But there is a voice and a trumpet. When you preach the message and when their eyes will open, they're new here. Let's take that for a text. We always see this. I always hear ministry says it. Oh, that's has an issue of Brother Branham, they will come and knock in the sun and not in the shower. You better be careful how you say those things. Because that's only a shadow and a type. That's not the reality of that doctrine. Theologically, that is wrong. That's only a shadow of it. Because if you look at the context of when the eyes was open, it was between the 40 days and it was in a glorified body.
Yeah.
And the one whose eyes was open was the ones who was alive under the shower but did not catch it completely. And yet he's coming back because they're elect and set them in the right place. So when the power of God comes, they will be in the right place.
Amen.
When the eyes was open and new and was set in the 40 days span, and there were people who already was under the shock. The resurrection had already happened, the saints have already resurrected. And now he's dealing with 40 days in a glorified body in a ministry of 40 days. See, what's okay? Return ministry. I believe in return ministry, but not return to come back to open seals, not return to come and preach thunders, not to open to come and preach seven seals, not to come and build a tent, not to do these things. But you must parallel exactly, reproduce exactly the ministry that he had, otherwise it's not the same. Now, we have a lot of things that Brother Brandon said, but they're not clear, but Brother Brandon saw a vision of him coming to Africa, preaching to thousands of people. When he came in 65, he never did it. It never came to pass. We have Rebecca writing that Joseph said that he was not there when Brother Brandon said he was there in the vision. God being in the mountains, taking a cock of the wall. Joseph said he was not there when Brother Brandon said he was there. Remember, these men sitting right here was here. They said, Robeson, those men, they said they were not there. They said they were not there. Remember, it was only a season. The day he said it was only a season, there was no only a season, had not opened yet. He said 1977. He said he's going to come in a tent, listen carefully, and the tent is going to be our building. Now if the vision is exactly right for the past, if the vision must be perfect, it's exactly right, it means that Brother Branham would have a tent, but it would always be a building. When you move from place to place, it can't be an open field. Tell me if that doesn't work then. See? Because when Brother Branham was given the three quotes, the first quote was divine healing. Did he have a vision rod in his hand? Oh, the vision was literal. The second quote, did he have a full, did he have a tent, a fishing rod in his hand? No, he didn't. The third quote, Bertrand said, he began to explain himself to the ministry. The angel came and said, you are the cause of these impersonations. You are the cause. You were talking too much. And then that vision failed because he was talking too much. He got his own tangled up, remember? Then he gave him the vision of the tent. And the angel never interpreted the ten visions of the prophet. He let them always assume and guess and think and say.
Amen.
Because he was talking too much and did not want that impersonation to the third place.
Amen.
You see? Now these things, ten visions, Africa trip, the cockabird, 77, all of these things. What do you think is going to straighten that out? We don't need it for rapture. But before we leave here in that 40 days, those things will be straightened out. Brother Bram said, in the 40 days, Jesus only appeared to believers.
Amen.
He said, non-believers will not. Brother Bram said, Abraham said, can we stop for that city? He said, yes, I need to go out for 40 days and instruct the disciples.
Amen.
One place he said, I must go up and give them some more instructions. One place I must go up there and I must talk with them.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Now, I'm closing. I promise. Let's have to read the scripture and go home. Watch carefully. Acts chapter 1. This is after the resurrection. Your former treaties have I made on the altar of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. You notice? Began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up. Not until the day he died.
Amen.
Jesus did and taught it, not until the day he died, Brother Brandon, but until the day he was taken up. That means within the 40 days, he did do It's just sometimes we go left or right on this. They are in a return ministry for Jesus himself for 40 days. But there's no return ministry for Barabbas to come back and open skills, because that means he didn't do it in the beginning. What's in the book of the faith? Like rather than faith.
Amen.
See? Okay, so watch carefully. Watch now. Until the day he was taken up, that's a rapture. And he was at Lord's body for 40 days before he was taken up. After to the Holy Spirit gave commandment on the apostles whom he had chosen. Now, to whom he showed himself alive. You see, it's not talking about the ministry when he was living. After he died, he appeared in the glory of God and showed himself alive.
Amen.
To only believers, the prophet said. Watch carefully. To an alive. After his passion, with many infallible, it means he was doing supernatural things. To prove that it happened.
Amen.
Being seen of them 40 days. Being seen of them 40 days. See, now, watch carefully now. Let's jump down to the sixth verse. And when therefore they will come together, they ask him, Lord, will thou restore the kingdom of Israel? In a glorified body, they are having questions and answers of things they did not have clear. Watch again. And when he has spoken these things in a glorified body, while he beheld them, he was taken up, and the cloth came and looked steadfast. When Jesus died, God of the Lord, what is Mark 27? But God made it, he started a voice ministry, the voice of the resurrection ministry. He went beyond the grave, he united them under one head, rose them up on Sunday morning, and start their home for 40 days. And within that 40 days, he appeared to them that had already believed in the shout. But they were waiting. Brother Branham said this. He said, when, on Sunday morning, he said, when that resurrection happened, he said, those dead things will begin to pop up before you. He said, when you see that, he said, mark the resurrection, the rapture is at hand.
Amen.
Mark the rapture. It's a sign that the rapture is on. See, how do I know that? Prophet God says, how did Peter, James, and John never saw Moses and Elijah go 100 again knew who they were? In that condition, in that 40 days, he was entered into a realm called unlimited measure of infinity. You will know as one knew. You will have to ask who they are, because you will not be using brain cells. Your mind, God's mind, will be one like Adam. He did not need to read a book to know the will of God. He had a measure. United with the mind of God, the thoughts of that. After what he asks, you will answer. And before you can say who this is, you will know.
Amen.
Amen.
The voice is a ministry beyond the world. That sounds weird to some people. Fascinating to come in and style Christianity. He said, Bible is a new book. No more ideas and thoughts. God bless you. Pray that something will be said to show you this message. Living is a living entity. It's not a package of information. It's a genius in your school. So God bless you. God keep you. Amen.